Most of us understand that the internet is full of people doing dumb stuff just to draw clicks with no regard for the safety of those who might copy what they're doing. It's reckless, it's irresponsible, it's even immoral, but it's the world we live in. Perhaps some of the dumbest things I have ever seen online involve a common tool that I'll bet most of you have in your shop right now, the angle grinder. Angle grinders can be essential tools for a lot of tasks, but they're also perhaps the most dangerous tool found in the average garage or workshop. These things are no joke. Now, I'm not going to show you any blood or gore in this video, but I am going to show you just a few of the dumbest things I have ever seen done with one of these angle grinders. And then I'll explain why each of these things is so dumb. So in the end, you'll have a better understanding of why angle grinders, perhaps more than any other common power tool, are not something you should mess around with. Let's start with a relatively harmless idea, but an awful principle overall. I chose this because there are a number of videos similar to this out there, and they've gone viral, drawing tens of millions of views. It looks relatively safe, right? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? A paper cut? Well, maybe, but a paper cut at 10 to 12,000 RPM isn't anything I want to experience. The real problem here is the principle videos like this teach, that it's a good idea to put things on an angle grinder that were not specifically designed to spin at 8, 10, or 12,000 RPM. Because at those speeds, pretty much anything can be lethal if something goes wrong. And that's the key point that all of these so-called angle grinder hack videos miss. Angle grinders are so much faster than other types of spinning tools like bench grinders and buffers and even saws. Everything changes with that speed. If this video's thumbnail doesn't scare the crap out of you, I don't know what will. The red X next to the fiber abrasive disc on the right makes sense because these things do send thousands of people to the emergency rooms every year when they explode. But the green check mark of approval on the left may be the most idiotic thing I've ever seen. That right there will kill you. I'm not kidding. That is a kickback waiting to happen. And when it does, you had better be much more adept with a tourniquet than you are with an angle grinder. Of course, this guy was using the old, it's okay to tell you to do something that'll get you killed on the thumbnail, as long as I don't actually show it in the video approach. And it worked. He got 2.5 million people to watch him do something that was only 80% as stupid as what the thumbnail suggested. Instead of using a square of sheet metal, he actually rounded it off and he added some teeth to make a poorly balanced homemade saw blade. Again, angle grinders spin at ridiculous speeds. If one of those poorly formed teeth catch in the wood, that thing can kick back and kill you in an instant. That's not an exaggeration. A blade like that can kill you. I tried to find the most recent OSHA stats, but one article I read claimed that OSHA reports an up to 20% fatality rate for angle grinder kickback injuries. And as someone who has had a devastating angle grinder kickback myself, and who personally has met someone who literally sunk a grinder into his own throat because of a kickback, I totally believe it. Do you see anything wrong with this video's thumbnail image? I mean, what could go wrong here? Thankfully, the video itself doesn't really show this as a cutting tool, but it does demonstrate another really bad idea, turning an angle grinder into something it's not just because you think it may work. Now, I'm no pro turner, but I would never try to rough out a spindle on anything close to angle grinder speeds. My lathe only goes up to 4,300 RPM. It's about half as fast as that homemade lathe-shaped device in this video. Lathe tools catch wood. They just do. Every turner has experienced it. It can be violent at 2,000 RPM, but at 10 or 12,000 RPM, a catch can rip that wood off the lathe faster than you can say, "What is this embedded in my forehead?" Here's another million view video by someone who has obviously never seen what a shattered cutting disc can do to someone. Fiber cutting discs, which are specifically designed to be used on angle grinders, still explode and send thousands of people to emergency rooms every year. I promise not to show blood and gore, but if you want to see what happens when one of these discs explode, a disc that's designed not to, but it still actually does, grab a vomit bag and Google it. This disc, though, is much worse. It's not reinforced. It's essentially shrapnel waiting to happen. I'm not kidding. This so-called tip can kill you. It's another reckless example of putting something on a grinder that just does not belong there. At first, I thought this one was just trolling. I mean, who would do this? One of my first jobs as a kid was scrubbing floors with an electric buffer. I can't tell you how many times I was electrocuted from the power cords laying in the standing water. But at least the bristles on this brush aren't likely to cut your face off like some of the other things we've been looking at. By the way, this is the thumbnail image for that video. Now, I don't begrudge someone using a compelling image, but the trend with angle grinder videos seems to be to use the most recklessly stupid image possible, and it attracts a lot of views. This one isn't clickbait. This guy actually shows you how to make a wood chipper from an angle grinder using the most dangerous design possible. Now, I've seen some tool abuse in my day, but this is beyond the pale. No one is seriously going to clean up yard waste with this. It has no practical purpose other than to teach people how to lose their limbs. And yes, I know I just stumbled upon a great pun. One more. This guy is about to spin that blade with an angle grinder. Now granted, he adds a protective chute, and I'm sure his friends do call him Mr. Safety, but do you really trust a homemade, unbalanced disc of steel spinning heavy planer blades at a rim speed of about 300 miles per hour, completely unshielded? We could go on all day, and I admit it's fun to make fun of the utter ridiculousness of some of these so-called hacks, but angle grinders are dangerous enough without playing shenanigans like this. I really do mean it when I say they may be the most dangerous tool in the average garage, and that's because people just don't know how easy it can be to get seriously injured while doing something that they thought was relatively harmless. So if you choose to use an angle grinder, I highly recommend you spend some time really learning about how to use it safely. You may be surprised what you didn't know. Now, here's something else you may not have known. This is the CRB7 router jig system from M-Power Tools, and it does just about everything with amazing accuracy due to its clever microadjuster. It's just one of the many product innovations from this small family-owned company. You gotta check them out at the link in the notes below this video.